Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked, locked, here we go. This is USAprepares.com, and your dial is set correctly. We're broadcasting live from high atop the Missouri Ozark Mountains. Trevor's Engineering's broadcast. I'm Vincent Finelli. Chris Farnworth is with us from Colorado. Chris was at the Get Prepared Expo, and I received so many unbelievable comments about his presentation. I'm delighted to be on the air with him this morning, right after the Get Prepared Expo. Welcome, Chris Farnworth.
Good morning, Vincent.
So you made it back to Colorado, and, you know, we had at one of our banquet meals, we're talking about, you know, who might have come the farthest to the Get Prepared Expo. And so we had all the surrounding states to Missouri, that's for sure. And we had New Jersey, and we had Florida, and we had San Diego, California, and Washington, and Oregon. And I thought, wow. And I thought, yeah, that's right. And we also have Canada and British Columbia and Mexico and Guatemala. But your team came from Israel.
Yep.
That was the farthest distance to get to the Get Prepared Expo. So, Chris, you had an awesome seminar. Well, let's do this. Can you give us a recap of what you thought about the expo?
Well, I gave you a recap when I was there, Vincent. You asked if anybody wanted to make a comment, and I was the first guy foaming at the mouth to get up there, and you know, your nature, Vince, attracts people from all over the world that are pursuing truth. You know, you've told me you've gotten phone calls from Europe from people, and I'm just so grateful to you for your personality, because it's just attracted all these people from all over the world, and that's what we need right now in the world, is to get people together with good ideas. So when I got up there to really praise you, and I'm not trying to hit you too hard here, Vincent, but you know,
that's not why I'm asking you.
You know, I just told everybody that this is one of the coolest events in the world at this moment. That was my opinion, you know. So,
well, I appreciate that, and the reason I have to agree with you, not because I'm the ringleader. That's not why I'm saying this.
Yeah.
But I've mentioned to people who are considering coming to the expo, I tell them that I promise you this will be one of your life's 10 most memorable events.
Yeah.
And I really mean that. And it's because of who you'll meet when you come there. And one person said publicly, Vinny, you said that, but, you know, getting married was one, and being with a million Christians in Washington, D.C. was another one, and the Get Prepared Expo was right up there with that one. So, I mean, you know, being part of a million person event, this was right up there with that. We've got Rick. Rick in, is that Indiana? Welcome, Rick.
Iowa, Vince.
Okay, Iowa.
Yeah, let me get you off the speakerphone here.
Morning, Rick.
I ran into you down there at the expo. I believe it was Saturday. The incident, we talked a little bit about the police officers, and you said you were thinking about getting a national boycott out.
Well, I wasn't going to talk about that today, but now you got.
Now I got something started.
Oh man! All right, here's what I have to say. I don't know how to say this, but the canine team came on Friday,
and yeah, I said,
"Hey guys." Yeah, I said, "Hey guys, how you doing?" And it's looking around. They're wearing their black uniforms, and I said, this was way before dinner. And I said, I just want to let you know that you can't come back here after 6 o'clock in uniform, because we are going to consecrate the ground as sacred Native American ground, and it's off limits to uniformed on duty government employees.
Oh. And I didn't hear about that.
You did or didn't?
No, I didn't. All I heard was that you had asked them to leave.
Okay. Well, actually, I did not ask them to leave. I told them
that's what I heard.
Yeah, well, let me just explain it carefully. I did not say, hey, you guys are out of here. I did not say you guys are out of here. What I did say was that we will be consecrating the grounds at our banquet dinner that evening at 6 o'clock. And with Chief Cloudpiler of the Menha. And that at that time, after we've consecrated, it will be off limits to any government employees on duty. And they were welcome to come back off duty in plain clothes. And I was told by this one young cop that he works all day, and this is his uniform. So he was telling me, in no uncertain terms, he is a cop 24/7, 365. He's going to wear his uniform when he wants. And he was so upset with me that I said that he thought, first of all, I thought I was kidding. And they had been there before at a previous expo with their dog, with their canine team, and their dog. Now, the canine team is one step below SWAT. I don't care what anybody says.
It is.
It's special weapons and tactics, okay?
Yep.
And that's just part of it. So he went, I was in the back of the exhibit hall during setup, while Dr. Richard Allen Miller and Matt Stein were giving their presentation, their all-day presentation. So they were in another part of the building, but very close to us, you know, maybe 300, 400, 500 feet away. So they didn't know about this. So I told these two cops that that was the situation. That was in the back of the expo hall, and they walked up toward the front at the USA Prepares booth near the entrance door to the exhibit hall.
Right.
And they were complaining. They were complaining about me to Aaron Dakins.
this was on Friday, right?
Yeah, this was on Friday. So then I saw him up there, and I, you know, walked up, said, "Hey guys," and they were so mad at me because I wouldn't let them throw their weight around and push us around with their presence, because it was an inhibition to commerce, that they went to City Hall and they contacted the city manager, and the city manager left a message for me to, you know, call him if I wanted to. So I called him right then and there, and he told me in no uncertain terms that it was city property and they were going to do whatever they wanted to. And I said, "Well, I'm just going to judge you by your actions." Well, then he sent the fire department, and they sent, and they had this, you know, you've seen this, these great big fire trucks. Well, some of them look like SWAT vehicles. They're like twice as long as a SWAT vehicle. Well, Lebanon's got one of them, but it's painted black, and it has the Yellow Jackets mascot on it. Did you see that?
No, I did not see that.
Okay, well, I came in with siren.
Two cops that came in on
fire. There's actually
sauntering down through the middle.
Yeah. Well, I had two cops, and then they had three cops, and then they had three cops. They decided to bring the county. They brought the county cop. They brought the sergeant of the Lebanon police, and they brought another guy from the Lebanon police. So they had all they didn't bring DEA in uniform, that's for sure. But, or I don't think so. But they did bring this great big SWAT-looking vehicle. They call it a fire truck. It's the biggest SWAT-type vehicle you've ever seen. And it's painted black. It's like two MRAPs or three MRAPs stuck together, all in line. And they came in with lights and sirens. Okay. So oh, if you're wondering, if you're wondering why we had a low turnout on Sunday, it's because they were there.
Oh, now, I must have missed that then, because we left about 2:30.
Oh, well, let me tell you the rest of it.
Well, I'd like to hear it.
There was a woman who came up to me, and she was absolutely shaking. And she said, we had people come from Georgia that just left because the cops are here. These guys, their presence was so strong, so overpowering, in your face, with the fire truck right at the entrance, right at the entrance. They had a white fire truck with red lettering. That was, you know, the innocuous one. Okay? I mean, it's a huge fire truck. It's not like... it's like just a little shorter than the tractor trailer. And then they had this big black one. Lights and sirens. I mean, anybody going there would go, oh, my gosh, the place is on fire. Or there's a hostage situation. Or something like that. They were the biggest deterrent to commerce I've ever seen. They substantially impeded our progress, which is exactly why we didn't want them there in the first place. And
so
this happened
after you and I had talked then, where you had already talked about maybe doing a national boycott.
What? Now that's out.
well, you got a delay. You know, you've got a delay. You could shut that off if you want to, but I mean, you know, you had brought that up. No.
It's okay. I just have a meeting tomorrow at 2:00 with the mayor, the city manager, the manager of the expo hall, and the police chief. And I'm going to ask that the fire department show up too. So there'll be all of them against me in this meeting. And I said I'd like to discuss the future. Expos in Lebanon, Missouri, and it's kind of difficult, you know, to want to go back there after this. So you get one young cop with a chip on his shoulder, and it's like, oh yeah, you're not going to tell me I can't be here. I'm a cop. I got a gun, a badge, a taser, some magazines. You know, I've got all this stuff, and I can do whatever I want. And you're not going to tell me. Yeah. And that's kind of what happened.
I've been listening to your show for a couple of years, and you've had many good guests on. As a matter of fact, your show is how I met Mike Ma, and I had him come to Iowa about 2 years ago. And I like Mike; he's a really sharp guy. He knows what he's talking about. And my friend and I came down from Iowa because he's looking to possibly relocate into Missouri, so he just wanted to make some contact with people. We got there in the morning when it was just opening up, and we were there until about 2:30, and the type of people that I saw there were the type of people that you would want to meet on the street or the type of people you'd want to meet in the dark alley, because they were all very nice, very confident people, and very kind and very open to conversation.
Hold that thought. We're coming back with them.
Class, who wants to pay less taxes and enjoy the same tax deductions that the rich take? At the Get Prepared Expo, I'll show you how. This is something I learned 40 years ago, and I'm delighted to teach you. What if you lose your job or your company shuts down? The plan is for you to be financially independent by starting your own business. Any business, whatever you like to do. I haven't had a job since the 1980s. Saturday and Sunday, March 28th and 29th, 150 seminars and exhibits, $8 online, $10 at the door. Cowan Civic Center, Lebanon, Missouri. GetPreparedExpo.com. 3 minutes without air, 3 days without water, 3 weeks without food. That's how long it takes to die. At the Get Prepared Expo, we'll have pallets of Berkey and ProPure water filtration systems at the lowest prices in the country. Berkey and ProPure water filtration systems, and we'll have the lowest prices in the country on top of the line Mountain House freeze-dried food with a 35-year shelf life. 150 seminars and exhibits, $8 online, $10 a day at the door. Saturday and Sunday, March 28th and 29th at the Get Prepared Expo. Cowan Civic Center, Lebanon, Missouri. GetPreparedExpo.com. The financial collapse of the United States is a mathematical certainty. There's no doubt about it. U.S. Air Force Captain and author John Reagan will explain why this will happen and what you need to do about it right now. We're not trying to scare you, but the collapse is coming. This and 150 seminars and exhibits are included in your pass. $8 online and $10 a day at the door. Saturday and Sunday, March 28 and 29 at the Get Prepared Expo, Cowan Civic Center, Lebanon, Missouri. GetPreparedExpo.com. Ladies, for $450, you can buy a brand new AR-15 rifle kit at the Get Prepared Expo. Because this AR-15 is a kit, there's no paperwork and no registrations required. It's totally private and all 100% legal. AR-15 kits and seminars on how to assemble them. 150 seminars and exhibits, $8 online, $10 at the door. AR-15 kits, $450 at the GetPreparedExpo.com. Saturday and Sunday, March 28th and 29th, Cowan Civic Center, Lebanon, Missouri. How many...
By now, you may have heard a bit about Bitcoins, but did you know Bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive Bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for Bitcoin. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit Escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Class, Chris Farnworth is with us, and he was the instructor of the Get Prepared Expo, and Rick from Iowa was on with us, and we were just talking a little bit about what happened when the police came and the fire department came, and you know, they were a deterrent to business and commerce, and that's why I'm going to have a meeting tomorrow at 2 o'clock with the city. Here's the problem. The problem is that you can't have a show like we have, an event like we have, a convention like we have, where we talk about peace, justice, and the American way. We talk about the Constitution. We talk about being above board and using honesty and integrity in everything that we do. And we talk about how to defend yourself. You can't have that kind of an event in a government building. You can't do it. I think that's over. I'm sorry to say, people have said, hey, why don't you go to New York? I really can't do that. I'm serious. They want us to have a traveling... They want us to have a traveling roadshow. So, by the way, were you at the banquet dinner on Friday night where I kind of talked about this? And I was really upset about these guys and what they'd done to us. And I asked, how many of you would like to come back to Lebanon, Missouri? And one hand went up. And I said, how many would not like to come back here? And every hand went up. And so when I said to the one young man, he was 16 years old, and he actually didn't understand what I was saying. He really did not want to come back either. So it was absolutely, positively unanimous that nobody wants to go back to Lebanon, Missouri, because the cops were oppressive. I mean, showing up with this SWAT-style fire truck was over the top.
I had a little private incident myself on our way to the expo in the morning, on Saturday morning. We stayed uptown in the Super 8, and there's a little convenience store right across the street, so we went over to get a cup of coffee. Mm-hmm. And I got out of my friend's car. He has a large Suburban, and I'm an older man, 62 years old. And when I get out, I generally adjust my clothing. But I also was carrying a handgun. And there was a cop sitting inside there at the table with three other people. They weren't cops. But he immediately just was laser-eyeing me the whole time I was in that store. I was not imprinting. I checked myself pretty close. I had a very small 380 pistol right up tight against my body. But the whole time, and my friend said, when I came back out, why is that cop staring at you so hard? I said, I don't know. I really don't. But I felt his eyes on me the whole time I was in there, and underneath my arm and stuff like that, because I didn't want to make eye contact seeing him. And I could just see it's not going to take much for him to get up, come over here, and start bugging me. And I'm from out of state, but my permit is good in Missouri.
Sure.
But the cops that I saw, we were over at Mike Maul's booth, and my friend was getting a treatment, and they were going down through the center aisle, and they were just doing their very best to intimidate people with their stares and the way they were swaggering. And I thought, what is this going on here? And my suggestion to the American people is this. It's time. It's been time for a while. And I'm not talking about crime. I'm talking about civil disobedience. I'm talking about things like not wearing your seatbelt if you don't want to. If you want to, wear your seatbelt. It's your business. But all these stupid little rules and regulations that none of us need to follow, just don't follow them. This is what James Madison said. Just don't comply. What we need to start doing this type of stuff. Don't get in the cop's face. If they want to arrest you, let them arrest you, because they've demonstrated they're willing to kill you. And I don't.
I stand strong on principle, but I'm not gonna sacrifice myself for it. So I want everybody to know that. But a guy came up to me.
I've done this myself and been stopped 6 times for not wearing seatbelts, and I have never yet received a ticket. Not once.
All it takes is just be
yourself.
I was talking to one of the guys who witnessed me talking to these two cops in the back of the exhibit hall. And when they left, he said, wow, you don't back down. And that's right. That's right. I don't back down. I mean, both of these cops are physically, larger, weighed more than I do. In case you're wondering, class. In case you're wondering, I'm 5'7 and 135 to 138 pounds. So I was one of the smallest guys in the room. But and they had one of those cops was pretty big. But you're right. They were in formation. They were kind of they'd gone to the class where you learn how to walk and be intimidating. And that's what they tried to do. And so now we're gonna have this chat with the Lebanon city government and ask them, what in the heck is going on? What are you guys thinking? Did you find anything? The answer is absolutely not. We'll be right back, and I'd like to get Chris Farnworth's take on this.
Class, who wants to pay less taxes and enjoy the same tax deductions that the rich take? At the Get Prepared Expo, I'll show you how. This is something I learned 40 years ago, and I'm delighted to teach you. What if you lose your job or your company shuts down? The plan is for you to be financially independent by starting your own business. Any business, whatever you like to do. I haven't had a job since the 1980s. Saturday and Sunday, March 28th and 29th, 150 seminars and exhibits, $8 online, $10 at the door. Cowan Civic Center, Lebanon, Missouri. GetPreparedExpo.com. 3 minutes without air, 3 days without water, 3 weeks without food. That's how long it takes to die. At the Get Prepared Expo, we'll have pallets of Berkey and ProPure water filtration systems at the lowest prices in the country. Berkey and ProPure water filtration systems, and we'll have the lowest prices in the country on top-of-the-line Mountain House freeze-dried food with a 35-year shelf life. 150 seminars and exhibits, $8 online, $10 a day at the door. Saturday and Sunday, March 28th and 29th at the Get Prepared Expo. Cowan Civic Center, Lebanon, Missouri. GetPreparedExpo.com.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Hi, it's MZ from KSCO in Santa Cruz, and I'm too excited to sleep. Have you ever been too excited to sleep? In my case, I can't sleep because I'm engaged in my own fun, wonderful, rewarding business in which I do well and do good, lots of good at the same time. The wheels in my head are always turning, coming up with creative ideas to grow this business and to share it with others, train them for free, and get them to my level of success and excitement. This business has no employees, no rent, and no advertising costs. It's a people business that uses phones, video, email, and online technology to spread a very valuable and timely message about health, wealth, and above all, independence. You can get started in this business with as little as $10, but if you can afford an additional one-time charge of $500, you can jumpstart your success. And it doesn't cost anything to watch a 17-minute video all about this amazing business that you too can join and start doing well and do a lot of good at the same time. Go online to this website, TooExcitedToSleep.net. That's TooExcitedToSleep.net. TooExcitedToSleep.net.
By now, you may have heard a bit about Bitcoins, but did you know Bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive Bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for Bitcoins. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Chris Farnworth and I are here, and Chris was at the Get Prepared Expo, and he delivered an impressive seminar. Chris, any thoughts before we continue?
Absolutely, Vincent. I've got three solutions for you.
Okay.
For the police state problem. Okay. The first one I showed you at the show. It was a plate of donuts. And here's how it works. Imagine the police are firing their weapons at you. Uh-huh. A rain of bullets coming your way.
Uh-huh.
You simply throw donuts back at them. They'll see the donuts fall at their feet, put their guns down, and start eating them. That's my first solution.
Uh-huh. Okay, so wait, hang on. Chris, hang on. So what we're saying is you have to bribe them. And you have to bribe them. And let me just say this. A man came up to me and he said, you know, we need to work with those guys. And I said, yeah, I know. But he said, here's what you do. You give them a free booth. You give them an expo booth where, you know, you invite them and to be part of us and speak and those kind of things. And, you know, and you give them some freeze dried food, and you give them some free food and free samples and free, not just samples. I mean, free stuff. People in the preparedness world are interested in. So you give them a booth, you give them a seminar, and you give them free stuff. And I said, well, I understand. But they're used to that. They're used to getting free stuff. They're used to going into coffee shops and donut shops and restaurants and getting, hey, you guys, I'm so glad you cops are here because, boy, you're going to keep us all safe. And so dinner's on us. You know, it starts out with a free cup of coffee, then it's coffee and donut, then it's right. Then it's a sandwich, and then it's, you know, and then it's never ending. It's a never ending event where they come in, and it's like, and then their families come in, and it gets bigger and bigger and bigger, and that's what happens to politicians. You know, it's free stuff.
That's a good point, Vincent. You're absolutely right.
And I said, absolutely not. I'm not doing it. Now, I have invited our sheriff to speak, but I'm not going to give these guys a free booth. Now, boy, you hit one of my buttons. I'm sorry, Chris. But that brings to mind another point. So there's a group of people who support the Constitution. They say, I'll tell you what we need to do is we need to fly these sheriffs to a convention and teach them about the Constitution. And we just buy them airfare, we buy them meals, and we pay for their hotel or motel room, and then, you know, they listen to presentations, and then we fly them back. And they want me to contribute. And the answer is absolutely not. I am not going to pay for a sheriff's junket to some kind of an event where we pay for his hotel, motel, food, and travel. They have their own budgets. And if they want to learn about something like doing their job, and supporting and defending the Constitution, the oath that they all took, they should know that already, okay? And if they don't abide by it, they need to be prosecuted and fired. So I am not going to pay for some sheriff or guy in uniform to go on a junket. I'm not going to do that either. So please
continue. All right, Vincent, but hold on. You're assuming something here. You're assuming I paid for the donuts. They were the free donuts at the Econo Lodge where you recommended I stay.
Okay.
That's why it's the real solution. We give them our free donuts. No. Okay. Now, that's tongue-in-cheek. I've got two. My next two are not tongue-in-cheek, Vincent. So let me get this next one out, okay? There is a guy up in Alaska in Fairbanks. I actually got to meet him. He didn't trust me because he's saying, who's this guy? You know, and I can't blame him because he had such an effective solution that I'm sure they sent lots of feds his way. As a matter of fact, they sent the FBI his way and set him up, and he's in jail up there now because he had such an effective solution to our common law problem, which, of course, is what Rick is talking about with his seatbelt laws. That's common law crap is what that is. That's statutory crap, the seatbelt laws, you know. And what Rick is really talking about is common law. That's what he's talking about. So this guy, Schaefer Cox, up in Alaska, created a video on YouTube that everyone listening should watch, and it's called The Solution. And, of course, YouTube is being obfuscated, of course, where a year ago, if you punched in the phrase, the solution, of course, Schaefer Cox's stuff would be the first thing because everybody's watching it. Now, when you punch it in, of course, there's all sorts of stupid things in front of it. But if you punch in the solution and then punch in Schaefer Cox's name right after it, it'll come up. And it's Schaefer, S-C-H-A-E-F-F-E-R, Schaefer Cox, C-O-X. And it's the solution. And he got like 5,000 people following the solution in Fairbanks. And, of course, the feds got on the radar. So they set him up, and he's in jail right now. He's one of us, Vincent in jail, one of the real people in jail.
Yeah. Yep.
So I recommend everybody watch that one.
Okay, I found the. I've got the link, and I'll just make sure it's the right one. It's an hour 41. Is that right?
Well, this one is like one of 11. It comes in 15-minute segments.
Okay, then I must have the whole one here. It's an hour and 41.
Yeah, and then there's another a new one on there that's saying, "Hey, was he framed by the FBI? Of course he was. You know, because he was actually had a solution that works, and that's the last thing they want." Vincent, what they want is us talking about the defectives. They want us, you know, saying we can't stop them. What we need to do is ignore them and, you know, throw some donuts at them and move on and, you know, follow the solution. And moving on to the third solution, that's why I'm trying to focus on hemp, because the people that own the petroleum business who hate industrial hemp because we don't even need petroleum, those are the people that these cops are on their payroll. And you can't blame the cops for trying to make a living like all of us. They're just going to the people that are paying them the best to be defectives. You know, because when you're a defective, like you've pointed out many times, you know, it's not easy to make your way through the world. It's, you know, you got to find somebody that's going to pay you to be a defective. You know? Yeah. Yeah. You're laughing, Vincent. Yeah. And,
you know, Chris. Oh, geez. I was unable to make it to your seminar. I was, for me at the Get Prepared Expo, it's managing controlled chaos. So I wasn't able to make it, but I heard so many great things, and you know, it's very clear why now as we go through this discussion. You know, here's one of the solutions that I had, and let's tell me what you think about this. I told the meetup group last night, wow, by the way, what a meetup group, jeez. We packed the restaurant, Mike Ma was there, Silent Night was there, Dr. Joel Wallach and Dr. Richard Allen Miller, and we had, actually, I counted the instructors there. There were 11 instructors at that one meetup. That was kind of neat. But here's what I said. You know, it seems to me it's difficult to have this kind of expo. Not because, I mean, there are challenges with having exhibitors and so forth, but there are more challenges having a place where people are going to feel welcome, you know, like not oppressed by the cops. So I was thinking what we ought to do is just have mostly seminars. I mean, that's really what we do best. We had 97 seminars over 2 days, 98 seminars if you had Rick and Matt Steins, Rick Miller and Matt Steins. So 97 seminars over a 2-day period. And I thought we'll just go get a place where we can just have mostly seminars with just a couple of exhibits. If they're authors, they can sign the books, you know, at the event. But other than that, just mostly seminars. We'll just make it a couple day or 3-day event. What do you think about that? Forget the exhibitors.
The big problem, I agree with you 100%, is there was so much good information that it's frustrating that you can't be five people at once. Yes.
Yeah, that's exactly
and
right.
Attend all five. Because then on Sunday at about noon, I had met so many interesting people, and people came up and were giving me positive feedback, you know. And you start talking to them. And my God, I didn't even go to any seminars in the afternoon on Sunday. And I'm like going, oh my God, this is crazy, because I really want to go to these, you know.
Well, actually, I'll tell you something. There was a guy who stayed overnight. I'll not mention his name. Stayed overnight and came to the farmhouse around noon yesterday and wanted to tell me all about you. He said, oh, man, it was, you know, so great. Vinny, you know, geez, you know, he was so good and he taught us so much. And he was so impressed. Now, this guy, the guy that came to the farmhouse to tell us about you, is a brilliant, brilliant man. I just love this guy. He's, you know, he's great. He's an operator of heavy equipment. He's a designer. He knows how to build things. He knows how to fabricate things. He's a deep thinker. He's just a brilliant guy. And he had to come and tell me about you. So you made a really serious impression for that to happen. And he wasn't the only one. So, you know, I want to say, Chris Farnworth, you impressed a lot of people with what you had to say. So, there it is.
I know, Vincent. You're just getting me back for all the nice stuff I said about you earlier.
Okay.
We're even. All right.
Let's talk about hemp.
Yeah, good idea. So, I want to say something real quick. I said I actually went over in my hour because I was having so much fun with the audience that I said, "Hey, I'm gonna cheat a little and go a couple minutes into the next hour." And the thing I said right at the end that's so interesting, I think, so interesting, is when you understand how a petroleum refinery works, that there's a big cracking tower, and you put a 55-gallon drum of crude at the bottom, and you heat it up, and you get all these layers of petroleum products. Well, some of the layers aren't that applicable to commerce. And that's a liability for them that they have to pay good money to get rid of, to dispose of properly.
Yeah.
That's why you have petroleum in your soap.
We'll be right back. Chris Farnsworth.
Class, who wants to pay less taxes and enjoy the same tax deductions that the rich take? At the Get Prepared Expo, I'll show you how. This is something I learned 40 years ago, and I'm delighted to teach you. What if you lose your job or your company shuts down? The plan is for you to be financially independent by starting your own business. Any business, whatever you like to do. I haven't had a job since the 1980s. Saturday and Sunday, March 28th and 29th, 150 seminars and exhibits, $8 online, $10 at the door. Cowan Civic Center, Lebanon, Missouri. GetPreparedExpo.com. 3 minutes without air, 3 days without water, 3 weeks without food. That's how long it takes to die. At the Get Prepared Expo, we'll have pallets of Berkey and ProPure water filtration systems at the lowest prices in the country. Berkey and ProPure water filtration systems, and we'll have the lowest prices in the country on top of the line Mountain House freeze-dried food with a 35-year shelf life. 150 seminars and exhibits, $8 online, $10 a day at the door. Saturday and Sunday, March 28th and 29th at the Get Prepared Expo. Cowan Civic Center, Lebanon, Missouri. GetPreparedExpo.com. The financial collapse of the United States is a mathematical certainty. There's no doubt about it. U.S. Air Force Captain and author John Reagan will explain why this will happen and what you need to do about it right now. We're not trying to scare you, but the collapse is coming. This and 150 seminars and exhibits are included in your pass. $8 online and $10 a day at the door. Saturday and Sunday, March 28 and 29 at the Get Prepared Expo, Cowan Civic Center, Lebanon, Missouri. GetPreparedExpo.com. Ladies, for $450, you can buy a brand new AR-15 rifle kit at the Get Prepared Expo. Because this AR-15 is a kit, there's no paperwork and no registrations required. It's totally private and all 100% legal. AR-15 kits and seminars on how to assemble them. 150 seminars and exhibits, $8 online, $10 at the door. AR-15 kits, $450 at the GetPreparedExpo.com. Saturday and Sunday, March 28th and 29th, Cowan Civic Center, Lebanon, Missouri. Help me.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
this alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
You got your
take my
when you go to
the
for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Chris Farnworth is with us, and we're talking about industrial hemp, and we're talking about, you know, when you use the distillation process, the stuff that's left over that hasn't volatilized and gone up the stack to become kerosene and butane and so forth, and gasoline and gear oil 90-135, you know, motor oil SAE 130, those kinds of things, kerosene, lubricating oils, light oils. What's left over at the bottom of this pot that boils is some of it goes into the roads. You know, it's a waste product, and there's a lot of it. A lot of it. As a matter of fact, if you want to see some of what we're talking about, if you have a quart container of motor oil, engine oil, and you leave it setting on the shelf undisturbed for a couple of years, and then you pour it out and you use it, and then you look in the bottom of that, if it's, let's say, a gray-colored or silver-colored or white-colored plastic container, you will see a little bit of what we're talking about. It's that stuff, that tar type stuff at the bottom. Back to you, Chris.
Yeah, and this is a very important point to understand about how the world works right now. Very important. If you visualize a stack, we don't have to call it kerosene, we don't have to call it alcohol. We can call it product X, Y, and Z. And let's say there's 50 different products off a barrel of crude. Now, each one of those products has its own unique market. Let's take diesel fuel. They do not promote diesel cars in this country. Yes, they have them. But when I go see my girlfriend over in Israel, she drives a diesel car that gets 56 miles per gallon. And it's like, wow, this would be very popular in America. I'm sure people would love to get 56 miles per gallon. Mm-hmm. But you know, we have Volkswagens here, but the whole country is not driving diesel. Mm-hmm. I claim the reason is that the military-industrial complex in this country is using the diesel, and they do not want us all using diesel here. That's just one example of the economics of one of these XYZ petroleum products. Now, say you have a product that nobody wants that comes off that barrel of crude. Well, the petroleum refiners now are stuck with this product that they have to pay big bucks to dispose of. That's why we have petroleum in our clothing. It's way cheaper to give it to us to wear around than it is to dispose of it properly. Here in Colorado, I've done a lot of backcountry skiing and camped in the snow and all that, and it was shoved down my throat that, oh, this wonderful fleece is the best insulation you'll ever have. BS. Wool is the best insulation you'll ever have, okay? But they, like, mind control us that fleece is what you want. That's right off the cracking tower, that stuff. And they're making it into clothing to get rid of it.
Chris, let's extrapolate a little further. You have to wonder why in a local town, city, or hamlet near you, wherever you are, class, they pave the roads and you go, I can't believe it. They're wasting our tax money to repave a road that was okay. Come on. Why are they doing this with this black stuff, you know?
Right.
Well, they don't know what to do with that black stuff. That comes out of the refineries. Yep. So they mix it with some rocks, and they call it macadam, or they call it pavement.
That's what's going on. The reason the folks that run the world love petroleum is because they own the refineries. They own the wells. It is a control mechanism. And industrial hemp equals freedom because every bit of the hemp can be used, is recyclable, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. It's not toxic. Like I said in my seminar, if we ran our cars off hemp oil, we could take a sip, drink it, while we were filling our tank.
Chris Farnworth, I'll tell you what. After the broadcast over the next couple of days, I'll give you a call and we'll get you on the schedule for some serious hemp broadcasting.
Beautiful.
Chris, thank you so much. Chris Farnworth. Class, we're coming up to hour number two, and we're going to talk about aquaponics, raising fish and plants for food. We'll be right back.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.